This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, good to have you along on this podcast. And we talk to a very enterprising and very clever young lady by the name of Suhana Bachu, who goes to the GEMS International School in Al Kail. And she has done an amazing project. She's created a piano for visually impaired people to play. It's an absolute gem of a story, let me tell you. Do enjoy this podcast and don't forget to join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. I've got such a talented young lady joining me on the show. And, well, she's not only a musician, she can kind of digital design and product design stuff. And she's made the most amazing invention, let me tell you. It's a real pleasure to welcome Suhana Bachu to our show. How are you, Suhana?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very. Are you excited to be on the radio?
I'm very excited, yeah.
I know, it's super, super cool. We've also got your teacher, Sangeeta, over there.
Yeah.
Nice to see you as well. And we got Mother Preeti on my right. How are you,
yeah,
Preeti?
Fine, how are you?
Great to see you all, and thanks so much for coming along. So, Suhana, tell us what you have invented and how long it's taken you to come up with this amazing piece of equipment and where the inspiration came for this.
So I started piano lessons last September because I really started getting into like music, and I also picked up like a music lesson as this class in school.
Yeah.
And when my teachers introduced personal project to me, I knew that I wanted to do something related to music.
Okay.
Because essentially, music, it's like a universal language.
Yeah.
It's everywhere around like the whole globe.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to build on it, but I also wanted to like make an impact on a community. So I researched about like piano and how it's like popular but also like not available like for everyone and not accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I found out that there aren't many like institutes in the UAE and like around the world that teach blind people the piano.
Okay.
So I was like, piano is like very, it's a very like unique instrument. You can like develop your mental skills and you can like express yourself,
Coordination, of course,
So I wanted to give the same feeling I had to like the visually impaired people. So I wanted to develop like sheet music and stickers that will help blind people play the piano.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, a fantastic idea. I mean, that is just off the chart. I mean, and you, what are you, grade 10?
Yeah, grade 10. Yeah,
so how old are you?
15.
You're 15 years of age and you've developed this this braille so that visually impaired people can play the piano. Teacher, how impressive is that?
Amazing. I'm so, so impressed with the whole school's personal projects, but Suhana's and a few select students are actually flying with their projects this year. It's just, you know, it's taken over.
Yeah.
There's such a buzz around the school.
I can imagine. Mum, you must be super proud.
Yeah, I am very proud of her.
Yeah, you're very proud of her.
Yeah,
and so you should be as well. So it's all right having the idea and thinking, right, I want to make a difference in this community for visually impaired to be able to play the piano, but actually making it work and actually making it happen. How did you do that?
So braille music, it like exists in like countries like USA, but it's like not very well known of and like it's not really accessible for people.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make it accessible, and usually braille is like made out of using a braille printer.
Yeah.
But because of like the resources that I had and the time, I had to think of an alternative. So I sat with my supervisor and I decided on using a hot glue gun to make the braille dense on the piano sheet music.
Yeah.
So, because you know, hot glue gun, you can like shape it and it like dries quickly.
Okay.
And so like the blind people can like feel it easily, and that's how I developed my product.
So they'll feel the notes. Yeah, I think you've got a piece there. Can you just hold it up to the camera for us? Yeah, just hold it a little bit higher, yeah? So that's one of the pieces that you've actually kind of... So they'll feel with their finger and then play...
On the piano,
the corresponding notes on the piano.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool is that? How cool. And how many pieces have you managed to do so far?
For now, I've translated 3 songs, like easy beginner songs, because I wanted to teach beginners first, because like that was like my main priority. But I would like to like expand and like do more songs in the future.
Right, right. And what about your piano playing? How's that coming along?
It's going very good. Yeah.
Are you doing grades or is it kind of classical stuff that you're trying to do?
I'm trying to do like a mix. So I've taken up classes near my house, And it's like every week I just like go and like learn a song and like learn new features about the piano. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the feeling like around your school? You know, knowing that you've managed to pull this off and that you've managed to develop this music for visually impaired to play. What's the buzz around the classrooms?
Well, yeah, I mean, like my peers and like the teachers were like very proud and like they supported me through the whole journey.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that. And like even when I presented my poster project during the exhibition, everyone was so supporting and they really liked my idea. So it's like a very positive environment. And because of that, I could like come on the radio and like showcase my product and like raise more awareness about the issue.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Sangeeta, I mean, you must see hundreds, maybe thousands of projects. I mean, how impressed were you when you first heard about this and saw it?
When I first heard about this project, I was like, is it going to work? I didn't know much about him. But when I started reading the work that she was doing and her project at the end, because she had to produce a report, I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, you don't think about the, you know, people who are visually impaired and you just think, oh, they just get on with life. But somebody's actually taken a time out and thought about these people, these students, mm-hmm. and decided, you know, I need to help them. And that's amazing. It's just thinking outside the box and being creative at the same time and using the skills that they have.
I mean, how do you feel when you see someone actually putting this and playing it on the piano? I mean, have you seen some people actually doing it?
Yeah, so I visited like a blind institute in Sharjah.
Yeah.
There I actually like showed a blind person my like prototype and he told me that like he's always wanted to play the piano but he like never had the opportunity because of the limited resources.
Mm-hmm.
So when I showed him my product, like I felt like happy that I used my resources to like bring other people happiness as well. Like now he gets a chance to play the piano as well. So I felt like very, it was like very rewarding.
I bet. Yeah, it must have felt amazing. So what's next, Suhana? You've developed the piano. What do you feel that you'd like to do next with your kind of, you know, inventions and career? Maybe you could apply it to other instruments. I don't know.
Yeah, so I definitely want to like spread more awareness about it and like give more people access to it. Like there are many blind institutes in the UAE. I want to like visit all of them and like show them my prototype and like give them like a chance to play the piano. And then like I would also like to expand like international as well. And like also like since I'm using like a hard glue gun to do the dents now, I would actually like to use a proper braille printer so that the dents are like more easy to read and like are more accurate and there won't be like any human errors. So,
right. So you'd have to acquire a printer or have access to a printer like that. What do you want to do when you leave school? Have you kind of thought of a career path yet?
Well, I'm really interested in like technology and like AI definitely.
Yeah,
so like something in like computer science or like anything like that, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mum, you must be super, super proud of her, yeah?
Yeah,
I mean, when she first said that she was going to make this piano that visually impaired people could play, what was your first thoughts? Do you think she could pull it off, or are we all unsure?
Even I was confused, and I was thinking whether it's going to work, and she was very confident of her, and she told that I will do it and make it, and she went.
By her own. She didn't let you down, did she?
That's
all. Is there other inventions that you've got in your head that you might want to, that you might want to make in the future?
Yeah, I would definitely like want to expand to other instruments as well.
Yeah,
like the violin. There's so many other instruments that this could be used for as well, flute, violin, and like I want to like study those instruments as well, try them out maybe, like interview more blind people, see if they're interested in particular instruments,
mm-hmm.
and like see how I can like add braille into it so I can like teach them as
well. So you'll have to learn a lot more instruments, won't you? Let's give a mention to some of your classmates who I know they're all listening, aren't they, with the radio really loud and tuned in. Give a mention to some of your friends.
Thank you, Priya, Jennifer, Shruti, Maitri and Sanskriti.
Yeah.
And Emma.
They're all in the same year as you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on this wonderful project that you've done. And I think it's a real credit to you and your family and your school and your teacher as well. I'm doing an amazing stuff. And let's see if you can't expand it to other instruments as well in the future. Yeah. Have you enjoyed being on the radio?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, thank you.
Maybe you'll be a radio presenter in the future. Who knows? So Hannah Batchew, once again, joining us on the show. If we want to find out more about this instrument, moment? Is there a website or somewhere that we could go?
Yeah, I have an Instagram. It's Feel the Music Piano.
Feel the Music Piano. Yeah. Lovely. We can go and check it out there. Thank you so much, Sahana, and also Sangeeta and Preeti for coming along. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.